I love our album, and I mean, I think it's great. It's like I can listen to it and not skip over one song and say, well, I like this song better than that. You know what I'm saying? I like all of them. I love all of our songs, and I think that when people buy our album, please do, you know, they'll be able to relate to at least one song. How many songs do we have? 11? Mm-hmm. But no, I love the album. I'm excited about it. And it still hits me every now and then. I can't believe it.
excuse me. I feel fortunate and blessed to have such a good album. These days, some people might talk about anything, but our album's really based on real life situations. And then we stand for something at the same time. But I can't believe when I listen to it, like, gosh, that's me. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, my dreams have come true. Just something I always prayed for. And Chili, don't stop. She's not going to have a record anymore. And stop. But I think it's one of those albums that people will listen to and can listen and like about more than half of the album, basically.
Okay. I feel so fortunate to have, you know, been able to work with such producers as L.A., Babyface, Molly Mall, Dallas Austin, Jermaine Dupri. We've worked with the top people. You couldn't get any better. And that in itself is unbelievable because these are people who I have admired before I, you know, met them. And they just seem so untouchable. But when you have the chance, I mean, that's a once-in-a-lifetime chance that a lot of people dream about, and everyone does not have that chance, so I'm very fortunate. I'll never forget it. And when our second and our third and our fourth album comes around, we will be, you know, going back to these same people.
One more time. LA and Babyface? Well, no.